A Word for Today, Lionsdown's daily podcast to help you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. Nothing could matter more. This isn't to replace your personal Bible reading and prayer, but rather encourage and help you in it.
Our reading for today, Friday the 3rd of July, is Matthew chapter 16, verses 14 to 18. Here is a great turning point in the story of the ministry of Jesus Christ, the presentation of the gospel. It's Matthew 16, and I'm going to read from verse 14. And they said, this is in answer to the question, who is Jesus? He's asking his disciples who people said he was. And they said, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. So do you see the disciples there are saying that people regard Jesus clearly as a man of God. Some people think he's John the Baptist brought back to life, or some say he's Elijah who's brought back to life, or others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Verse 15 goes on. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Verse 16. Simon Peter, this is the leader of the disciples, replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, Peter's insight there has been very great, because he suddenly has realized, and we're going to learn that that was an insight given him by God, that the person facing him on this dusty road that leads to nowhere, the Caesarea Philippi, a very barren area to the north of the Sea of Galilee, is not a man of God. He doesn't fit on that scale. But he is rather the one to whom all the men of God pointed to. Now that is a category difference, isn't it? He suddenly realizes that Jesus has never pointed to anyone but himself. And whilst all the prophets pointed ahead, not to themselves, Jesus is not another connecting link in that line. He is not a station on the line. He is actually the terminus at the end of the line. And he suddenly realizes that he's actually looking at the creator of the universe. Unsurprisingly, verse 17, Jesus goes on, and Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock, that's just a pun on the name that Jesus gave Peter, which means rock, you are Peter, and on this rock, meaning on the confession you have just made, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So Jesus there is saying that Peter's confession, recognizing Jesus as the Christ, the rescuer, God in the flesh, promised by God in the Old Testament, fulfilled in the person of Jesus, that confession is the foundation of the church being the people of God. That's where we got to yesterday, isn't it? We saw that the church is not a building. It's not a denomination. It's not some kind of cultural institution or educational establishment. No, it is simply the people of God. That's what the word means, the people of God. And what we saw yesterday is we are now living in that church age, the time between the ascension of Jesus Christ, which inaugurated the church age, and his return in judgment that shall end the church age. And so we are between those two points. And the church age is the place where every human being finds himself. So, when we come back to the original question, what is life all about? Well, we see that Jesus Christ is committed to building his church. And we're going to see when we get to our passage in Joshua, that's what the book of Joshua is all about. It's building God's church. And life is all about the building of God's church in the world. So, we're going to see in the reading in Joshua, which we will begin shortly, it pictures, the book of Joshua pictures in the conquest of Canaan, now that's 3,500 years ago, it pictures the establishment of God's church. It pictures the building of God's church. It's here to teach us That's what it's doing, the book of Joshua. It's not there just as history. It is there as a teaching package, a gospel teaching package. And it teaches us that God's church will be built. We saw at the end of Joshua chapter 11, in verse 23, the verse says this, "So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had spoken to Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel according to their tribal allotments, and the land had rest from war." So there we see a picture of that rest. That word rest prefigures the eternal rest that the children of God will have in heaven and then the new creation. And so at the end of Joshua chapter 11, we're given this complete picture of the building of God's church. And then in chapter 12, we saw the consequences of independence from God, defeat and dispossession without exception. There is no future in independence from God. That's what chapter 12 taught us about. And now as we come to chapter 13, we are going to see another marvelous message, a message of real hope. And we're going to see that there is a message for the whole world in that first paragraph of chapter 13. We've got time. I'm just going to read that first paragraph to you now. "Now Joshua was old and advanced in years. And the Lord said to him, 'You are old and advanced in years, and there remains yet very much land to possess. This is the land that yet remains. All the regions of the Philistines and all those of the Geshurites, from the Shihor, which is east of Egypt, northward to the boundary of Ekron, it is counted as Canaanite. There are five rulers of the Philistines, those of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, and those of the Avim. In the south, all the land of the Canaanites, and Merah that belongs to the Sidonians, to Aphek, to the boundary of the Amorites, and the land of the Gebelites, and all Lebanon towards the sunrise, from Baal Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo Hamath, all the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon to Misrephoth Maim, even all the Sidonians. I myself will drive them out from before the people of Israel. Only allot the land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded you.'" Now that passage, as it pictures to us the gospel, a task of building God's church, says some very important things. The first thing I'd like us to notice is halfway through verse 6, God says, "I myself will drive them out before the people of Israel." Who are the them? Well, those are the seven nations that were catalogued in verses 2 to 6. They are described there in that jumble of names and places, seven nations and the territory they occupied. Those seven nations, of course, seven is a symbolic number, often in teaching, symbolizing completeness. And so we have an idea of completeness of all the nations that need to be defeated and dispossessed of their territory so that God's people can come in and take possession of the land that they have the right to, that God has promised to them. That is the sovereign work of God. "I myself will drive them out from before the people of Israel." There is God doing that work for his people. But then we see in the next line, God says this, "Only allot the land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded you." God is there saying to Joshua that he is doing this work. He is going to drive them out through his people, and his people are going to inherit the land. And indeed, that responsibility is given to Joshua. He is going to give the tribes of Israel the land that they are about to inherit. And then we see that marvelous understanding that opened the passage, which there remains yet very much land to possess. And we'll see tomorrow what that actually means. There remains yet very much land to possess. It's a great message. And remember, it's teaching us about the building of God's church. Join me tomorrow when we come back to consider that. Heavenly Father, please continue to help us as we look at your word, as we consider what life is all about. Please help us to understand your purposes. Please help us to honor those purposes in our minds, in our hearts, and in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
A word for today, helping you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. This podcast was brought to you by Lionsdown at lionsdown.org.